There were over 300 people in the main hall. There were the liaison officers he had heard so much about, but never seen. Warriors rotated back inside for rest, like himself. All manner of techs. And reporters. Reporters everywhere. They ran up and down the aisles between the vast sea of well-scrubbed faces and freshly cleaned jumpsuits, shaking hands and gossiping. There were hearty greetings and heartier reunions. Felix found that it bothered the hell out of him. Shoin had found them seats up front, just behind the top brass and assorted VIPs. She plopped down beside him only after several cheerful exchanges with superiors she didn't bother introducing to him. He thought it was just as well. He didn't feel like meeting anyone. It all seemed a little too eerie to concentrate. She waved an arm in a broad gesture which indicated the vast throng.
"Fritz finest," she proclaimed.
"I believe you," he said seriously. Too seriously. She glanced sideways at him.
"What's wrong?"
He frowned. "I'm not sure." She was irritated.
"You're not still sneering at us, are you? We did it, didn't we? What else do we have to do to prove our competence?"
He met her bitter gaze.
"It's not that," he tried. She sniffed.
"I should hope not. Let me tell you something, Felix. Some of the finest minds of man are in Fleet. Some are in this room now."
Somewhere deep within him, a bell rang. He sat forward in his chair.
"That's it," he whispered excitedly.
"What's it?"
she asked suspiciously.
"That's the point. What are they doing here? What are they doing in Fleet?"
She blinked. She was completely bewildered.
"For such a good fighter. Felix, are you anti-war? I mean, are you a pacifist?"
A pacifist? Was he? He thought back. He shook his head a few moments later, said, "No." She still wasn't happy.
"It took you long enough."
He looked at her. "It was a long trip for it." Then the lights went down, and the screen grew bright with the warm and winning smile of Brigadier Hamad Renault.